Rick? Rick, you in there? Rick, you in the shower? Hey, who's out there?
Just me, Michael.
Michael, you're lucky. I was about to call the cops.
Better put on a towel first. There's lots of women detectives these days.
Oh, listen, I'm just gonna finish my shower. Be with you in two shakes.
That sounds ominous.
That man needs accompaniment. And this piano needs tuning.
Say, Rubenstein, that was pretty good.
Oh! The name's North, and it was damn good.
Okay, Mr. North, damn good. Fabulous. Fantastic. Marvelous. I remember when we were both students at the conservatory. I used to sing, and you used to play. Oh, well, a great day for music when I dropped out.
A great day for business, Rick.
Yeah, I guess I am a pretty good agent. But speaking of great, I've invited somebody to the party just for you. Susan Lintz, a gorgeous woman, talented and smart. You two are really going to hit it off.
What are you, my agent or my matchmaker? I happen to be very happy the way I am. I have no time for that. You know there's only one thing that's important to me.
I do know, and that's the trouble.
Look, Rick, I practice 6 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then most nights I'm either playing a dinner party or going to a concert. It's always something. What kind of woman is going to put up with that?
Oh, another pianist? Susan Lintz, for example.
She's a musician? Where does she play? How come I've never heard of her?
Oh, you probably wouldn't cross paths that often. Anyway, slow down, Romeo. She's
Are you her agent, too?
To tell you the truth, she's a friend of Diane's.
Diane? Oh, I get it. It's your girlfriend who's the matchmaker.
Now, Diane really thinks you two would go well together.
Another of her lonely friends, no doubt.
Would I steer you wrong? Me? Your agent? Keeping you happy is one of my jobs, and I... Michael, don't look at me like that. Come on, help me move the couch, and I'll tell you about all the great concert dates I've got lined up for you next month.
That's what you said last month.
Well, that was different. That was June.
And?
June is a slow month for almost everything. Unless you want to play a wedding. Come on, will you help me move the couch? People are going to be here in half an hour.
Hey, great party, Rick!
I'm glad you could make it, Bruno.
Rick, I've been looking all over for you. Did you see Michael?
Diane, my sweet, have I told you how exquisite you look?
3 times. Did you see Michael?
Is he causing trouble again?
Au contraire. Your illustrious ward is over by the bedroom with Susan. They look pretty friendly.
Where? In the bedroom?
Not yet, but I think I just may have succeeded this time.
With Michael? I'll believe it when I see it. The word crab was invented for that man.
Well, from the looks of things, they'll just have to find another model crustacean. When the party's over and everyone's gone, I'm going to make you eat your words.
That sounds nice.
Hey, I've got a great idea.
So do I.
Rick, be serious.
I'm perfectly serious.
Down, boy. Oh, Rick, don't look so hurt. You know I'm just playing. Now, what more can I do to bring those two...
Want some advice? Leave well enough alone. They're doing just fine without you.
Well, just you watch.
So you feel the same way I do about these parties. Everybody acting so friendly while they check each other out.
Except every now and then something does click and makes it all worthwhile.
That's pretty rare.
That's what makes it special. And you've got to admit that it does happen.
You know, you're really special. Did Rick tell me you were a musician?
Sometimes.
Then how is it I've never heard of you? I thought I knew every young, serious musician in town.
Actually, I'm...
Oh, don't you two look sweet. Now, don't tell me I don't know chemistry. Come on, Michael, it's time to play.
I thought that's what I was doing. Go away.
Michael, I won't take no for an answer. You go over to that piano right now.
Oh, go ahead, Michael. I'd love to hear you play.
Well, if you insist.
She insists. She insists. Now, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, can I have your attention, please? We are honored tonight to have a pianist of great repute right here. a winner of the Jaffe Prize and one of America's young hopefuls for the Moscow competitions. I present Michael North.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you're all having a good time, so I'll just play a short piece. This is a piece by Martin Strand called Sitka Sunrise.
Well, what do you think?
I think he's very talented and very beautiful.
Don't say I never did anything for you. Wonderful. Aren't we lucky to be at a party thrown by a music agent?
Oh, that was wonderful, Michael. You're fantastic.
Thank you, Susan. I just hope that...
Quiet, everybody. Mr. North is not the only pianist here tonight.
Oh, no, she promised.
From the other end of the musical spectrum, I bring you a woman who is not one of Rick's clients. Direct from her record-setting engagement at the powwow, Susan Lynn.
The powwow?
Come up here, Susan. Does anybody want to hear the hottest honky-tonk piano in town?
Honky-tonk? You play honky-tonk?
I tried to tell you.
Do we want to hear Susan?
You play honky-tonk?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you bet I do.
Diane, how could you insult me like this?
Insult you? How? Like, what are you talking about?
She's what I'm talking about. Pairing me with that girl? The face of an angel and the hands of a construction worker.
You usually say dentist.
Since I had my root canal, I respect dentists.
Oh, Michael, don't be such an elitist.
Look, Diane, people have a right to like whatever they want. If anybody is really that fond of three chords, and that's all they want to hear, more power to them. But just don't expect me to sit around and like it. I practice 6 hours a day, 7 days a week. My hands have to learn, my eyes have to learn, and most of all, I need to use my brain. You know what you need to play this crap? A behind that doesn't go to sleep. This isn't music, it's fast food.
Michael.
Look, Diane, I'm sure Susan is a very nice woman. I'm sure she's good to her mother. Maybe she even lets Boy Scouts help her cross the street just so they can get their merit badges. But musically, she's the enemy. And I'm obviously in the wrong camp.
Michael, come back.
All right. I'm sorry about storming out. I apologize. Now, will you tell me if I'm going to Moscow?
I told you I don't know. They're not announcing the winner until tonight. You'll just have to wait like everybody else.
Oh, I need a drink.
Here's a bar.
The Wild Armadillo? This is a honky-tonk.
You kill me, North. So what if it is? Come on, expand your horizons. You ever actually been in one of these places?
Well, no.
Oh, here's your chance. The place isn't even open for another hour and a half, but the owner is a friend of mine. I promise you perfect peace and tranquility. It's an audition. It'll be over in a minute. You see? Come on.
Very nice, very nice. Call me Wednesday and we'll nail it down.
Loretta, how are you?
Rick, honey, what's happening?
Oh, Christ.
Say, Rick. Who's the long face you brought?
Loretta, this is Michael North, a very classy guy and a very classical piano player. You ought to get him in here sometime and give the place some class.
Oh, well, that kind of class I don't need. I got a reputation to protect.
Christ.
Oh, one of those serious musicians I see. Now, Rick, what can old Loretta do for you?
Michael needs a drink.
I'll say, Slim... A Boilermaker for Beethoven here.
Michael's got sensitive ears. Things gonna be quiet here.
Well, I got another audition coming in half hour. Until then, what's mine is yours. But spare me a minute, will you, honey? I want to run a few promos by you.
Michael, take care of yourself. Loretta and I have a little business.
Oh, how do I get myself into these things? Slim, another double. Say, mind if I play that piano?
It's free country.
Excuse me, are you Loretta?
You! Listen, Susan, Rick told me to apologize for the other night.
Oh, don't do me any favors, North.
It's an obligation.
Then don't do me any obligations.
All right, I won't. Say, what are you doing here anyway? Did Rick call Diane and tell her I was here?
Oh, listen, Mr. Ego. If Diane knew, she would have warned me. She's a friend.
So what are you doing here, then?
Not that I owe you any explanations, but it just so happens I'm here for an audition. I'm a musician, remember? Or is the memory of our meeting too horrible to retain?
You calling yourself a musician.
Ha! You've got a lot of nerve.
You wouldn't call someone that fills out parking tickets a writer, would you?
Yeah, well, country music makes a lot more people.
Susan? Michael, uh-oh.
Wasn't I the lucky one?
Tell me you didn't set this up, Rick.
Do I look stupid? Don't answer that. It's a chance meeting, honest. Can't you at least be civil to one another? Forget your musical differences.
If I can forget him along with it.
My sentiments exactly. Miss Grand Ole Opry, or what was your name again?
Jerk.
Yeah, Miss Jerk here was about to say that honky-tonk is the new classical music.
I was going to say that country music makes more people happy than Beethoven ever did.
I rest my case. I don't need this kind of insult. I practice six hours a day, seven days a week.
I've had it with you, Michael. I work my butt off for your career, and I get nothing but static. I have better things to do with this afternoon and save your tender ears and dainty fingers. Babysit yourself for a change.
Wow, where did you get such a crazy agent?
He was the best stickball player at the conservatory.
You know, I spent 3 years at the conservatory.
Well, so why'd you sell out?
I didn't sell out. This is more exciting to me.
You want to hear exciting? I'm up for the Moscow competition, and I find out tonight. If they like my tape, I represent America. You know what that means? Instant star.
I know all about Moscow stars. You couldn't look at a keyboard at the conservatory without them drumming it into you at every opportunity. Everybody competing so hard, nobody helping anybody else. I wanted to be in an atmosphere where musicians loved each other. Not the damn Russians.
You know, I could like you if it wasn't for that.
No big deal.
You seem nice enough, honest enough, but...
But you're fighting your own cold war.
Well, what do you want out of music?
Oh, anything but these damn clubs. You want to hear exciting? I auditioned to play with Willie Nelson on his Alaskan tour, and I'm gonna do it. If I don't, I'm gonna kill myself playing scales.
How are you gonna kill yourself playing scales?
You ever try an electric piano in the bathtub?
Don't even talk like that. Nobody's under more pressure than me, and I'm not cracking up.
Oh, well, we all can't be Michael North.
And thank goodness for that, little lady. Say, you Susan Lenz? Listen, honey, I haven't got a whole lot of time. Let's hear 12 bars. Okay, great. That's enough. You got the job here on one condition.
I'm listening.
You got to play tonight. My regular gig just called and canceled. You do this for me, I'll guarantee you 3 weeks beginning of next month.
I can't. I'm supposed to meet Willie Nelson's rep tonight. If he likes me, I'm in. I'll play tomorrow for sure.
Sorry, it's tonight or never. Look, honey, if you don't come tonight, I'll have to give the gig to somebody else. And the 3 weeks go along with it. That's business, darling. Take it or leave it.
Oh, God. If I was to lose that tour because of a second-rate gig in a third-rate club. But I need the bucks.
You really shouldn't sell out so much. You'll get dizzy.
Oh, shut up! Oh, who am I trying to fool? Me play with Willie Nelson? Loretta, wait a minute. I'll do it.
Rick? Rick, it's me, Michael. About this afternoon. Look, I know I've been a pain, and I just wanted to say that I really appreciate all you've done for me. I don't know where I'd be without you. No matter what happens, I just wanted to say thanks.
I don't know, Michael. Maybe we've been seeing too much of each other lately, so I wanted to say that it's probably better if you don't try to convince me to come along when you go to Moscow.
Rick, please. What?
I said I'm going to miss you when you go to Moscow. You won!
Yeah!
You did it, my man. All that work, all that worry. Say, who's the best agent in the world?
Recording contracts, orchestra spots, solo concerts. I can't believe it.
Better get a haircut. A lot of people are going to want your picture over the next few days. Say, old man, why don't you come on over and let's celebrate?
I'd like to, Rick, but there's somebody else I want to tell. Somebody who needs to know what can happen when you believe in yourself.
Susan?
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to head over to the Wild Armadillo and see her. I'll call you tomorrow, Rick. Early.
Call me early. Call me late. Just don't call me unsuccessful.
Loretta, where's Susan?
She's patting her nose, partner. First door to the left. Ain't that little old gal something?
Oh, no. The ladies' room. Susan! Susan, you in there?
Go away.
It's me, Michael. Michael North.
So what? I said go away.
Susan, I have to tell you. I just won the nomination. I'm going to Moscow. Susan, I'm coming in.
Well, I can see you two want to be alone.
He's not with me.
Susan, I'm sorry. I just had to see you. I had to tell you that it can be done. Susan, what's wrong? You're crying.
Very observant, Mr. Michael Wonderful North. And what if I am? I've been listening to Brahms. Oh, I never liked Willie Nelson anyway.
Oh, Susan, I'm sorry that you didn't get to try out.
I don't need your pity, and I don't need you. Out of my way.
Susan! Susan, watch out!
Oh, Michael, I think I'm all right.
Oh, let me help you up.
He didn't hit me. I just slipped.
You just slipped under a Plymouth?
Sorry, I usually pick Cadillacs. And I'm also sorry I didn't do a better job of it. So what, huh? Just another bad country song.
No, I mean no. Look, Susan, I was wrong about everything. I was so nervous and wound up over this Moscow thing.
And now that you've won, you're feeling charitable.
It's not like that. I couldn't see that the most important thing in the world was right here in front of me. Right here in my arms.
I've got to fall under a car and find this out?
Look, we've got to get you to a hospital. I'll tell Loretta that you can't do the second set.
What do you mean, can't do? I've got rent to pay. And maybe doctor bills.
Then I'll play for you.
No, thanks. That group in there isn't exactly your chamber music crowd.
Then with you. I'll play with you. Come on, Susan. Let's knock 'em dead. Together!
The Wild Armadillo is proud to present Susan Lentz and Michael North.
The cast of Lovers included Molly Faulkner as Susan, Marie Giddings as Diane, Eric Hart as Rick, Jake Schumacher as Michael, and Roxy Rangel as Loretta. Music was provided by Stella Lindberg and Martin Strand. Sound effects were by Paul Clements, Mary Beth Hun, Rich McClear, Jeff Marlin, and Kathy Warren. Special security by Leonard Baker Associates. Lovers was written by Will Swagel and Jake Schumacher and directed by Will Swagel. It was produced by Marika Partridge with assistance from Steph Steffen. I'm Yamanak Trueblood for Raven Radio Theater.